If people are willing to go small, then they might be able to afford a home. Later this morning, a Kelowna building contractor will unveil Kelowna's first laneway house. The project is part of the Thompson Okanagan Collaborative of the Cascadia Green Building Council. The house is said to be a model of urban sustainability, and Daybreak's Christina Lowe is there right now. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Chris.
Describe where you are.
Well, I'm standing off the alley behind 1951 Ethel Street. In front of me stands the frame of what it's called a lane house. And as the name suggests, this house backs into a lane so it doesn't have street frontage. And this house shares the lot with another house. It was designed for a relative who has special needs. The first thing you notice, Chris, is the roof. It sort of slants to the south. Chris, this house, it's built as a very compact, has a very compact design. And as you know, home ownership is not affordable for many in Kelowna. So the contractor built this as an example of doing things differently. And it has a host of green features, and it's called a very environmentally sustainable house. And I have with me the Darren Fantasy. He is the designer and led the construction of this house. And you have to ask him about all those green features like net zero water use, net energy use, and the composting toilets. And have him with me. So I'm going to pass the phone over to him. Darren?
Good morning.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We heard Chris say that this is like a laneway house. Now, there are lots of what we call carriage houses in Kelowna, especially around that neighborhood. How is this one different?
Well, this one's different for a number of reasons. One is that it's designed specifically for assisted living, and along with that can go the aging in place, older folks need places to stay. This is designed to be close to families, designed to be functional and small, and it's not designed as a garage with a house over top of it. It's designed as a living quarters for people.
I wonder if you could take us through some of the features and we'll get to the green component of this in a moment, but some of the features that make it suitable for assisted living. And of course, lots of people in Kelowna interested in this because of aging parents and so on. What are some of those features you've built into the home?
So one of the things is that we've really focused on with this one is the efficiency of the building. And I'm sorry to spill into the green features of it, but houses currently being built are not necessarily considering the energy effects of the long-term use of buildings. So this one has actually been insulated really well so that the energy costs are low. We've included a space on the roof for enough solar voltaic arrays to actually power the house completely, so it's essentially net zero energy. As well as the water usage, we've added composting toilets and rainwater collection systems so that we have the ability now to be net zero water. These things reduce the costs and ownership costs of the building over time, and this is really important when we move ahead because, as you know, prices can increase and vary in the future.
And often we hear about the costs associated with having homes with these features. I mean, maybe they work out in the long term, but as a cost per square foot, how much does this add to the construction?
Well, the numbers are not, we haven't finished the entire build of the project, but numbers are not significant. In the average house, people make choices about putting flat screen TVs in and marble countertops or granite countertops. I don't really see those as good features to be added in when I could put in a composting toilet or a rainwater collection system. That makes more sense to me.
And
so I think that's the values, I think.
And the zoning in Kelowna, does it make it easy to do? We have this, I think it's RU6, is it, that gives the carriage house designation?
Yep.
Is that what you use? Is there anything that could be done on the legislative side that would make this kind of thing easier?
I believe that there's certain initiatives that could be considered by the city to encourage people to be doing more long-term housing in residential areas. I know that the people in the OC, dealing with the OCP are working on increasing density in the city, and so I believe this is a component of that. I can't speak to that directly, but I see the laneway communities as being vital to increasing the cultural richness and the environment that we can attract more and interesting people to the Okanagan.
Darren, sounds like an interesting project. When will it be ready for occupancy?
In December.
All right, good luck getting it all finished up. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Darren Sentency. He is the owner of Encircled Design and Build, and we reached him this morning in Kelowna on Ethel Street on a new innovative laneway.